Well, welcome to the gathering, and tonight our lesson is going to be on the power of giving thanks. So let's pray as we get started. Father God, I just thank you that you're a God that is worthy of our praise and worthy of our thanksgiving. And I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for each and everyone listening. I thank you for how you have brought us to this place where we can partner with you and learn more about you. And God, I just pray that thanksgiving would be such a part of our lives that, Lord, tonight all of us would even leave and go forward giving more thanks and more praise to you because it's good for us. And so we just give you this time. And we just commit it to you. And we thank you for what you're teaching us. And I thank you that you're going to help us to practice. In Jesus' name, amen. The power of giving thanks. So what does thanks, this is November, and Thanksgiving is upon us. You see it everywhere you go. I saw it today in the grocery store. You could see it just throughout our community. And so Thanksgiving is a popular word, especially this time of year. But what does it actually mean? And what does it mean in Scripture? And tonight I want to delve in and see what God has to say about it. So to be thankful means, and that's a verb, it means expressing gratitude or relief. Expressing gratitude or relief. And as a noun, it means expressing gratitude, especially to God. Means expressing gratitude, especially to God. And our forefathers, I was thinking about this too, our forefathers, this country was actually founded on the principle of giving thanks. It's one of the first things that our forefathers did when they came here to America. Thanks is an expression of gratitude or gratefulness. It's an expression of gratitude or gratefulness. So why should we give thanks? We all, as parents and adults, teach kids. I know we've got several school teachers that are here tonight or former school teachers. You teach them manners, good manners. And one of those is saying thank you and please and thank you. That was one of the first things I think my mom started training me in, you know. Say please and thank you. But what does the scripture have to say? Well, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us what it has to say. Why should we give thanks? The number one reason is because God said so. I mean, he said so. And I know as a little girl, my dad, you know, I'd ask him, I was one of these inquisitive kids. And I would ask him, you know, well, why do I need to do this? Or why do I have to do that? And he would turn to me and he'd say, because I said so. And that always made me so mad that he would say, because I said so. And I know he was busy and he had things to do. But I was looking at the scripture and in 1 Thessalonians it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So thanksgiving, giving thanks, is part of God's will for us. And it's what he tells us to do. So why would he tell us to do something? Is it because he's just sitting up there trying to think of what he can tell us to do? No, he has a good reason. And I think that good reason is because it's good for us. And that's the second reason. Because it is good for us. Giving thanks is good for us, and it's good for those around us. You know, as an adult, I can look back, and what I think my dad should have said was, because this is good for you, Kathleen. And to me, that would have made sense, but I certainly wasn't a perfect parent, and he was a great man. But Isaiah 51, verse 3, tells us why it's good for us, and it's good for those around us. Isaiah 51, 3 says, joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing. Thanksgiving, we can conclude from this scripture that thanksgiving and joy go hand in hand. And think about it. Would you rather be around someone that is joyful and glad, or someone that's an Eeyore and everything is doom and gloom? You know, I mean, really think about it. Who would you rather be around? I know that I had a friend that we were raising kids together, and I got to where I began to distance myself just a little bit, because when I was around her, all she did was complain about her husband, complain about her kids, complain about her job, complain about her mother-in-law, complain, complain, complain. And I would leave after being with her, and I would just be exhausted. It was draining, all that negativity. She wasn't mad at me, but she was, I guess, venting. But there was just, I had my own little bucket, you know, that I was trying to take care of. But it really made me think, from what Scripture tells us in Isaiah, that joy and gladness will be found in us when we're thankful. So it's good for us, and it's good for those around us. Being thankful, the third reason that I found, is being thankful helps us focus on the positive instead of the negative. There's a lot of negativity in our world today. It doesn't take, I mean, you can glance at the news and you see the negative. I know I made the comment to my husband the other day. I said, you know, I'd just like for somebody to say one good thing about the president. Just one. You know, I mean, I would not want that job at all. It's a tough job, but there's so much negativity going on in our nation. And it can become a habit that I don't think is a very good one. Being thankful is an emotional deposit versus an emotional withdrawal. And just like the example I used of the woman, I felt emotionally like somebody took a withdrawal out of my bank account versus putting a deposit in it. Jeremiah 30, verse 19 tells us, it says, from them will come songs of thanksgiving and the sound of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, and they will not be decreased. And in that one scripture, again, there's a link right there between thanksgiving and rejoicing. So thanksgiving, when we begin to practice giving thanks in all circumstances, because it's the will of God, when we begin to do that versus saying and empowering the negative, it can actually change how we see things, how we look at things, how we look at life in general. The next reason that I found is that when we give thanks, it adjusts our attitude, because it turns our focus on the goodness of God and gives us power then to overcome our difficult circumstances. It adjusts our attitude, and it turns our focus on the good and the goodness of God, and the power that he has to help us overcome whatever it is that we're dealing with. My mom used to tell me when I would get upset about something, she would say, "Get happy just like you got sad." I mean, that was her answer. If I was pouting, or I was grumbling and complaining about something, that was what she'd say: "Get happy just like you got sad." And you know, when we get, and that was a good thing, because I was the only one that could change me in that. And she knew it wasn't going to be good for me to go around grumbling and complaining and fussing and all. But I think that that's, Thanksgiving adjusts our attitude. And when we give thanks, it changes us. I was at the gym on Friday, and I don't even have a great story, but I stepped up on a box doing box step-ups, and my toe caught, and I fell forward, and all my weight caused me to fall forward. And I heard this pop in the back of my hamstring, and it brought me to my knees, just the pain. And so I've been resting. I've been trying to do what I can. But in that, I was real it was a real disappointment for me, because I enjoy working out. But as I was working on the lesson and just thinking about my life circumstances, y'all can pray for me in that. I was getting an MRI before I got here today. I had to just thank God, though. I can still walk. I can still, you know, thank God our deductibles met, and it's not going to cost an arm and a leg, you know, and just thankful for the things I could be thankful for versus what I might be looking at to move forward and what I might not be able to do. Let's look at Ephesians 5, verse 4. It says, Ephesians talks about thanksgiving and some other things. It says, "Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talking, or coarse joking, which are out of place." God's telling us what we need, how we need to, or what our conversation should be. It says, "But rather, thanksgiving." Let there be no foolish talking, coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. That's what God would rather hear coming out of our heart, is something, somebody, wouldn't you a whole lot rather have somebody give you a compliment or say something good about you versus you being the brunt of a joke or something? Okay? And, you know, when we come to God with a thankful heart and with gratitude, it opens us up to see what we could be missing. Thanksgiving makes God bigger. When we give thanks for what we do, it makes him bigger than our problems that we tend to be facing. We begin to see his greatness and his big, you know, how big he is, and he alone has the power. He has the power to heal. You know, when I begin to just thank God that I could, you know, I could still walk, I could, what I could do versus what I couldn't do, I was magnifying God, because he's the healer. Now I can go to a doctor, and I want to, you know, do physical therapy. That's why I went, because I want to do whatever I need to do to get well. But it's all about our focus. And I have a choice, just like all of you have a choice in your own circumstances. And a thankful heart helps us see how big God is. And God cautions us right there in this scripture about coarse jesting and foul joking, how they're out of place because they don't reflect his heart. And they don't reflect when we do that. That doesn't reflect our new life in Christ either. So our words should edify and encourage and build others up. The next reason that I saw for giving thanks is it draws us into the presence of God. Psalms 100 verse 4 encourages us to be thankful, and it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." When we're thankful, then it brings our emotions in line. And God tells us how we need to come to him. I was thinking about just, you know, throughout the years and the things I've learned about giving thanks and to the Lord, and that being the starting place, the gate to walk through. And I was listening to a couple of the podcasts and just trying to learn. And one of the things I noticed was how I tend to open all the prayers with thanking God for whatever it is. And that's how he wants us to come to him. Is he loves us, and we can certainly come to him in our distress. And he loves us. It doesn't matter. But he tells us right there, come into his presence with thanksgiving. Psalm 95 verse 2 tells us that. It again says, come into his presence with thanksgiving. And so if you need more of the presence of God, try thanksgiving. Because it works for me. When I begin to thank God, and sometimes I might just put on, you know, the Christian radio station or some praise and worship music. And it's amazing how, as I begin to sing with a song and thank God for things he's done and turn my focus, how it changes my attitude. And it brings our thinking into alignment. It brings our thinking into alignment with his thinking. And it opens us up to receive. There's something about it opens us up. Now, I want you to think about something. Have you ever had, when someone says thank you for giving them something, don't they usually, you know, they say it with cheerfulness. They say it with gratitude. They give you a hug. They express that. Have you ever had anybody, and if you ever had anybody, say thank you? Now, would you really think that's in their heart if they're going thank you with folded arms? No. Thanksgiving opens us up. It puts us in a place to receive from God. And, you know, when I'm in his presence, it gives me hope. It's comforting. And it's an anchor. When the seas are tossing us, the seas of life are tossing us to and fro. It's an anchor. And his presence brings peace. So if you need more peace, kind of going backwards, if you need more peace and you need more attitude adjustment, try thanksgiving, because it sets you up to go forward. And thankfulness shows humility. It shows that we need and appreciate something that someone has done for us. Another reason I saw about why we should be thankful from Scripture, I found it in Matthew 15:36. Because Jesus gave thanks. And Matthew 15:36 says, "And then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples, and they turned and gave to the people." Jesus gave thanks. Now here he was, Jesus, but he was thanking the Father. And he was thanking him. Do you see how Jesus was thanking God that he was going to multiply? It showed his faith. But he was thanking God even before God did it. Do you see that? It's in Matthew 15:36. Another scripture that I found, I'm telling you, there's an awful lot in the Bible. You should read it. An awful lot about being thankful. There's just so much. And I just want to say, I think I learn more than anybody because I'm having to delve in. I'm having to, Lord, show me new things. Show me what you see. Show me things I've missed before. And preparing for these lessons, they do take time, but I think I'm the one that gleans because I'm working them, and then, oh my goodness, I got to practice this week on giving thanks. So Colossians 3:15 tells us, let the peace of God, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. And then it goes on to say in Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful, and thankful. So there it is again. God tells us to let the peace rule. Let peace have the final say in our hearts and be thankful. So there's a link there between peace in our hearts and being thankful. If you need more peace in your heart, start with giving thanks. And sometimes it's not giving thanks. You know, it's not giving thanks for the negative. I was not thanking God that I tripped and fell and was in pain and may not be able to go back to the gym. And that wasn't what I was thanking him for. I was thanking him that he is the healer. I was thanking him that he was in looking to him to direct me and lead me. Who should I go to? What should I do? I was thanking him that I could, at least, I might limp, but I can still walk because there's people that can't do that. And so we can be thankful, not for the things that are difficult or challenging, but we can thank God for what we're going to learn in the process. And we can thank him for who he is. In my dark days of digging through grief as a widow and caregiving for my parents and knowing their lifespan was short, it was easy for me to feel weary and feel like life would always be painful. And as I was trying to move forward in my life, I realized I needed to focus on the good versus my circumstances and what was going on. And so I got out, had a little notebook, and I kept it by my in my bathroom by where I put my makeup on. And I made a commitment to write down every day something I was thankful for. And I needed to adjust my attitude, my thinking. I needed, because all I could, it was like I was overwhelmed with the negative. And some days I was actually got that little notebook out today and I was looking at some of the things I had written. And some of it was very basic stuff. I'm telling you, I was at rock bottom trying to move forward. Thank you that I had food today. Thank you that I've got a roof over my head. Thank you that, you know, I had basic things. Thank you for somebody called to check on me. And shared this with Pablo, because you never know how much your encouragement can help somebody. And I had written down, Pablo and I went to the same church and I ran into him. And he came up to me one day and he said, thank you for your last article. It really helped me. And that's what I wrote down in that little notebook. And so I was able to share with him tonight how his words and his life made a difference. It was the one thing I could think of to be thankful for on that day. So, you know, what I could, I didn't thank God that I was living alone. I didn't thank him that I was lonely. I didn't thank him that I had a lot more responsibility. But I could thank him that my parents were still living and they called and checked on me each day. I could thank him for my children. I could thank him. There were different things that I could, as I began to write down what I did have to be thankful for, it began to change me. So how do we give thanks when everything seems to be going wrong? Well, I'm going to share a little bit of a story before I jump into that. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny back then. I'm telling you, I thought it was a big crisis, and it was. It was my crisis. I was a busy mother of three, and I was working and running my own business. I had 250 clients, little kids that were taking gymnastics from me. And I was, you know, busy in the community and in our church. And at that time, my marriage wasn't great. And I was exhausted, to say the least. And about that time, my baby got pneumonia. And that, if you've ever had a small child that's gotten pneumonia, you have to use these nebulizers and do these breathing treatments. And it was horrible because he would just look at me like I was killing him or something. And it was just hard on a little mama's heart, you know, with that. But he'd gotten that pneumonia, and so I was dealing with that, which made one more thing I was having to do in addition to stuff. And one of my friends said, "Hey, let me take Mallory and have her over to play with my girls and spend the night." I was like, "Great, okay, it's one less child I have to watch." And so she took my little girl. Well, about 3 days later, she called and she said, "You need to check Mallory because my daughter has lice." I was like, "Please, God, no." But sure enough, Mallory had lice. So that meant doing laundry and sanitizing the house as well as dealing with that. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I just don't know. I don't think it could get worse. And then the phone rang and I got a call from the school nurse and she said, "Your son has pink eye." By that time, I just thought, is there anybody that will just shoot me and put me out of my misery? Because it just was like, I mean, those snowball things, one thing after another, handled. And I was like, it was around Thanksgiving, and I saw something, you know, about be thankful. And I kind of muttered under my breath, you know, how can I be thankful with all of this stuff that's going on? And the truth is, God did understand, and he wanted to help me overcome. And he wanted to shift my focus onto him. And Thanksgiving was a way I could do that. You know, 2 Corinthians 2:14 states, "Be thankful to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. And through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him." And I came across that scripture when all of this stuff was happening, and I thought, woe is me, this is it, my kids are going to put me under. But God, what he showed me was to give thanks to him and that he would lead me to overcome. It says he leads us in triumph. It doesn't say he twinkles his nose and says Shazam and it's all over. It says he will lead us when we give thanks. And if you read the first part of that chapter, Paul talks about how he had quite a bit of adversity in his life. And he was shipwrecked you know, then he was in jail, and so he had his own challenges, and yet what he was writing was thanks be to God because of who God is. And so several words really stuck out to me when I read that scripture in 2 Corinthians. And one of them was, of course, the word thanks. And what I saw was that thanks preceded victory. Thanks went before we got the victory. And that's where overcoming begins. It's our starting point. We thank God for his ability to lead us to triumph. I began to thank God for my kids. I began to thank God that, okay, we had some physical battles, but I could thank him that he loved me. And I could thank him that I did have a husband, even though I wasn't real happy with him at the time. Just true. Just telling you, my attitude needed adjusting. The next word that stood out to me was lead. When our heart is in the right place, it's easier to follow God's lead. When we partner, you've heard me use that word, but when we partner with God, it sets us up in a right way. And God, the truth is, God wants to lead us. He wants us to walk with him. The scripture tells us that his yoke is easy. And you know, a yoke goes around, you know, like used to go around two oxen. And it was much easier if you're walking in tandem together. And that's what God wants to do with us, is he wants us to walk with him and lead him. I mean, not lead him, us to follow him. Okay, the next word that stuck out in that verse was the word always. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession. I chose in that time to believe God was going to work all things together for my good. I may not like where I was. I may not like what I was having to battle with my children, but I could thank God that he would always lead me. And he says in his word that all things work together for good for those that love Christ Jesus. And so that word always became something that was, again, finding God in the waiting, but he was going to lead me. And the truth is, in the days ahead, those obstacles disappeared. The pink eye and the lice were gone, thank God. I don't think we ever got them again. And my baby did get over pneumonia. And I continued to thank God for how he was working in my husband. And God began to work in both of our lives and began to change both of our hearts and brought us to a very good place. But thank God for what he is doing. And partner with him to let him lead you. As you thank him, he'll lead you in that triumphal procession, one step at a time. And you can always thank God that he's right there to help you. And we can turn to him. You know, he's never too busy. He never puts us on hold. He's always eager to see us. I mean, man, he really is a good, good God. Some years ago, I heard a song. There was a popular song that I heard. It was a worship song. And it was, overcoming any problem begins with a grateful heart. And when I heard that, that song about 20 years ago, I thought, well, how can that be true? How can that be true? I wasn't convinced. But now I will tell you that when there is some kind of adversity, thanksgiving is my go-to. It's where I go first, because then it can help me like see the next step to take. Sometimes when you feel like you're in a forest and it's dark and you don't know which way to go. And sometimes that thanksgiving needs to be just because God is good and he's with us. We can always thank God for that. Psalm 118, verse 29 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Right there, we can thank God that we have someone that is always going to love us. Now, some days, folks, we're not always lovely, right? We're not, but he loves us. He loves us. And he's on our side. Psalms 107, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever." Again, that phrase is repeated again, and it's actually repeated a number of times in Psalms, but those are just two I pulled. One of the things that, you know, how do we overcome when things are tough? Number one is we can start by thanking God for his unconditional love. We are loved by the creator of the universe. And we may not always feel loved. We may have people in our life that don't make us feel loved or valued. But scripture tells us that God does love us. And his love has comforted me on difficult days. And there were some days all I could do is thank God that he loved me. The next thing that I saw about Thanksgiving is that we can thank God for what we're going to learn from the situation. When you're in a hard place, you can thank God for how that adversity, as you partner with him, can be one of your teachers. A lot of what you hear me share is not all the fluff, but is who God was for me in the difficult days, the most difficult days of my life, and the ordinary days, you know, the everyday things. But God, when you partner with him, you're going to learn something. And then that is a way that we're not wasting time and we can move forward. You can thank God for the experience that you're going to gain. You can thank him for the experience that you're going to gain in situations. I can look back at my life and I can see how every job that I have had since I was in high school was a stepping stone for where God wanted to take me later down the road. And there were things that I needed that qualified me, that put me in a much better, that set me up in a much better position than I would have been. I'm not telling you that every job that I've had has been a piece of cake, but I can tell you that in every job, there were things I learned, and that experience has made me rich in a lot of ways. And I'm not just talking about financially. It's in that experience. My experience as a widow has given me, I have experience. I just didn't read a book about it. I lived it and saw the goodness of God in the middle of it. So your experience can make you rich when you partner with God. You can always thank God for helping you through the tough situation. He's faithful, but oftentimes we must wait on him and we must trust him. And so in challenging circumstances and situations, and if you're facing something, you can trust that he's going to be faithful to you. You can. And it's in those, sometimes some of those hard things, and in the everyday things. God wants to be a part of the everyday things. He's not bored when you run to him and ask him to help you find a parking spot at HEB. He cares. If it matters to you, it matters to him. Does he have big things to deal with? Yes, he does. But he cares about you. If he cares, scripture tells us he cares about the sparrow. He cares about a little bird. And how much more valuable are we? And so thanking him thanking him for the experience and thanking him for how he's helping us and will help us through our great assets. Other things that we can thank God for that I found in Scripture is we can thank him for people he's put in our lives. It says in Ephesians 1:16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Thanking God for your friends. I'm very grateful for relationships that God has given me because those relationships have blessed me. You know, when we moved and started over, we went to another town. I had to make all new friends. And it made me even more grateful for the friends that I had left behind. But I also knew that there were people that God wanted to connect me with in the new places that at times when we moved. But we can thank God for people he's put in our lives. We can thank him for anything good that we see because Scripture tells us in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above. Do you realize that every good and perfect gift that you have is from God? It's out of his love, it's out of his kindness, it's out of his mercy. So when should we give thanks? Well, Scripture tells us all the time. You're right. Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. So right there, he tells us to always give thanks. It needs to be something you do every day, just like brushing your teeth, combing your hair. Every day. Always give thanks to the Father for everything. So the good, the bad, the ugly. Right there, it's just everything is everything. Right there is what he tells us to and instructs us to do. Philippians 4:6, turn if you want to in your Bible to that. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Right there, Scripture tells us that in every situation, by prayer and petition, we can go to God with thanksgiving and then present our request to God. And that's not, I'm not saying, I don't think that Scripture is saying to be legalistic, that you can't ask God, help me with this. You've got to thank him first. But I think the thanksgiving just puts our heart in a right place to where we can then see God. We can see him and present our request to him. But he says every situation to give thanks. Ephesians 5, verse 19 and 20. It says, again, here it's talking another scripture about giving thanks for everything. It says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks. There it is. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. So God tells us right there in Scripture, always give thanks to God for everything and in everything. And he wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit, always giving thanks in everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving is not just a season in November. I believe it's a lifestyle. It's something God wants us to cultivate, to practice, to get better at. And I think He wants to open our eyes to the many things we do have to be thankful for. So my challenge to you is, will you join me in thanking God more, and asking Him to raise an awareness in your heart of the things you do have to be thankful for? Let's pray. Father, thank You so much that Your Word tells us how to live. It tells us what's good for us. It tells us what's going to help us. And it tells us how to walk through life. And Father, I just pray for each heart here, that each heart, Lord, I just make a fresh commitment to You to just be thankful for the many, many blessings that You've given. And Father, help each of us to develop an attitude of gratitude, and let Thanksgiving be the place we run to first, God, so we can see You magnified in our lives and in life situations. Thank You for Your goodness, Your kindness, for Your love, and open our eyes to see the many things that You have blessed us with. We thank You that every gift we have is just because of Your goodness and kindness to us. And I ask that You bless each one listening. I bless their families, bless their business. Father, I pray that people would take the tools that they're learning and that they would use them in life and give them away to those around them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby. Thank you for listening to this podcast. My heart is to share my life and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experiences with Him. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened as they listen. I've chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it, and yet I trust God to speak to those that can support this ministry and pray that they will give and help cover the expenses that are incurred. Would you please consider being one of our patrons? You can click on the button that says Become a Patron or the red button that are on the podcast. Thank you so much, and I ask God to richly bless you. Your gift of $1, $5, $10, or $20 would be very helpful.